Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. It wasn't a great night for Knicks fans. The Spurs came out on top last night in Game 3 of the Finals, breaking the Knicks' winning streak. And that's when things got a little chaotic at some of the watch parties in the city.
Spurs t-shirts lit on fire in the middle of the street. Fans climbing on light poles and throwing bottles as the Knicks lost to the Spurs and watch parties turned to chaos.
You got to take some on the chin, boys, but we're going to fight back. I believe in my team.
Fans walking out of MSG like Nori think they'll still have what it takes for a comeback.
Wemby had a good game. Karl-Anthony Towns.
Jaquavius Sam says this is just part of the game.
We got to correct the turnovers. If we correct the turnovers and the foul trouble, we're going to be good. But you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's only one loss.
And reminded me, this is their motto.
Knicks and five, you heard?
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A new law that just took effect in New York State will require advertisers to disclose when commercials use AI-generated or synthetic performers. Governor Hochul says the first-in-the-nation law is aimed at protecting consumers and helping people tell the difference between what's real and computer-generated. The measure will also help protect actors and performers from having their likenesses replaced by AI without disclosure. This applies to both film and television advertising. Hochul calls it the rules of the road for responsible use of AI. Well, Mayor Mamdani may have put a plan in place to close the city's massive budget gap, but the city comptroller is not relaxing about it quite yet. He's warning of an even larger $8 billion gap next year. Our Juliette Papa following this story. She joins us now live.
That's right. And we're anticipating Mark Levine, the controller's testimony later this morning. Well, right now, the city has to have its budgets in place by the end of this month. And the council has been holding hearings and giving actually a sunnier version of the city's spending forecast. Council Speaker Julie Menin says they found another $2 billion in tax revenue to fill and soften future gaps. Right now, the mayor's budget experts are being questioned, Menin grilling them on expanding the Fair Fares programs, how much more they can cut on Department of Education contracts. As the officials say, they're putting together changes to the property tax process and sending it to the state legislature next year. Reporting live, Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, you might not have known, but it's actually law here in the city that menstrual products be available in schools for students. But City Councilwoman Gail Brewer's office did a survey of 25 schools and found that in 56% of the schools surveyed, menstrual products were rarely or never available in student bathrooms, and that only 8% of those schools had the products always available. Brewer says it's an issue particularly important to her.
I happen to have a lot of interns, many of whom are young women, many of whom have been complaining to me about this issue. And I think it's something, it's the law. Menstrual products are supposed to be in the bathrooms.
Brewer also telling 1010 Winds the lack of these products hurts young students in schools and keeps them from dealing with their issues in a way that's private and healthy. She says she's using the survey to reach out to the city council and get the issue addressed. A Brooklyn accounting firm is out $7,000, and the NYPD wants help tracking down the man that they say took it. Allegedly, he walked into Idris & Sons accounting business and taxation on Bay Ridge Avenue. This was just before 2 p.m. on June 1st. The front desk was unattended at the time, and the suspect managed to grab the cash and bolt before anyone noticed. His photo is now plastered on the Crime Stoppers X page. That's at NYPD Tips. And anyone with any information can call 1-800-577-TIPS. Animal rescuers heading back to Long Island today, where one homeowner faces 67 animal cruelty charges.
Authorities say they needed to wear hazmat suits with respirators in order to get inside a Glen Cove house to rescue the 100 cats that were living in horrific conditions. Police say a 12 and 18-year-old were also living inside. One of the children called 911 asking for help. Their 54-year-old mother was arrested. She faces numerous charges, including animal cruelty. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A pedestrian is in critical condition this morning after being hit by a car on Long Island. The 34-year-old man was struck just after 9:15 last night near Village Lane and Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury. Cops say a 23-year-old woman was behind the wheel and remained at the scene. Both the driver and pedestrian's name have not been released. The investigation remains ongoing. A Staten Island Facebook group is dedicating itself to exposing bad parkers across the Forgotten Borough and making sure they document your bad parking job, where it happened, and even documenting your car and license plate.
If parking between the lines isn't your thing, chances are you're ending up on Staten Island Bad Parking Facebook page.
Regardless of how they drive, you know, some people, that's, they put the obstacle there that just ain't there.
Sheldon's been driving on Staten Island since the 80s.
That happens. Didn't just start happening in the past few years. That's probably been like that.
Frank's happy the Facebook page exists. He says it's gotten out of hand and it needs to be exposed.
They're doing everybody, all five boroughs are doing.
Yeah, there is nowhere to park.
It's not exactly clear who's behind running this Facebook page, but they've racked up over 2,000 followers and they're posting bad parkers all over Staten Island daily. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Westerly.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.